welcome everyone back to another edition of New Books. Now, this is your host, Ryan Allen, and today I have something a little bit different today. It's not a new book, but it's a new website, and I think a lot of you are going to be interested in what this website has to offer. This is actually from the OECD, and it's their new data website, gpseducation.oecd.org. And today my guest is Pedro Garcia de Leon, who's a policy analysis analyst at OECD. Pedro, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you. Thank you, Sweet.
And if you could tell me just a little bit about your team and about yourself a little bit.
Yes, so we're a team at the OECD, as you said. We are working. We have different backgrounds. Some have an IT background. I have more a science background. And also people have education background. The idea is that we were asked to gather a lot of information that has been produced by the OECD in terms of statistics and also in policy analysis. And the best we could come with is this website, so the Education GPS, where we gather like the main indicators published by OECD, and we have scanned through a lot of information. So this is the idea behind this is that we're synthesizing information for researchers in one side, and also for policymakers. So it's a way of guiding users through the huge amount of information produced by OECD. In a way that can help them to ask themselves the good questions and help them to do their own researches.
Sure. If we could jump backwards a little bit, I just was thinking maybe some of our listeners aren't actually familiar with OECD. They might be sort of more focused on domestic education here in the U.S. or whatnot. Can you maybe explain a little bit about OECD and what they're doing and their work and their mission as well?
Yes, so, well, this is, we work on international comparisons. The idea is that we work for countries, in fact, so the United States is one of the OECD member countries, as a lot of European countries, Australia, Canada, Japan, and also other countries such as Mexico or Turkey, Korea. And the idea is that OECD provides advice on policies. We work on the Education Directorate for Education and Skills. So we provide advice on policies on education. And also there is a huge work on statistics, so building indicators that allow to countries to benchmark their policies. In terms of statistics, we have different types of sources. One of the maybe most known sources is PISA. So there are like three main surveys. One is PISA, which is for 15-year-old students. Then TALIS, which is for teachers. And there is in the last few years, there is the PIAAC surveys, which is adult skill surveys, which is monitoring what is the level of literacy and numeracy and problem-solving skills of adults, and also comparing this to on what is links with to the labor market and so on. So this is on one side, and on the other side, we gather a lot of administrative data from countries, and there is a lot of work done to come out with internationally comparable definitions, and that will help us to create these indicators that are comparable and that will help countries to compare to each other. Another part of the work, of course, is this: all this statistical information helps us as a support to do policy analysis in many different topics. So there are usually projects with different subjects that will focus in a specific topic, and then will create country reviews, and at the end we'll wrap up everything in comparative analysis. So this is a typical kind of work that is done by OECD in education. Among other topics, of course, OECD is much, much larger than that. This is what we do.
Sure, fantastic. And if I could ask, what was the impetus sort of for wanting to create this website? What was sort of the idea behind that?
Yeah, so, well, as incredible it can seem, we were also quite lost in, so there is so much information produced all the time and so many reports that when at OECD we needed a way of systematizing all this information and allowing people to access this information as fast as possible. And we needed, this is a tool that was also needed, and also there was a need to map what is knowledge base that we have at OECD in education. So we started this project 3 years ago, and the idea was to scan all the main publications and all the main research done here at OECD. And the point is that whenever we contact with ministries and policymakers, it is very hard to. So the first thing they would like to know is to know exactly what are the main facts and main points or main recommendations in a specific topic. So then they can drill down on each topic and find what is interesting for them. So this is a navigation tool, so to say, that will that is made for the policymakers and the researchers and also the media to navigate through all the information we have produced here at the OECD.
Yeah, fantastic. And when I saw you guys speak a couple weeks ago, I think you gave a nice anecdote about sort of an OECD sort of speaker that said, well, I need some information. And they used to call you guys and say, I need this piece of information. And then you had to immediately look through all these papers and resources. But now you could just go in, type in what you're looking for, and it kind of spits it out in a nice, even way that anyone can understand. It gives you these nice little charts and data.
Exactly. Yes. So this is maybe one of the hardest part of the work here is that there are like really urgent requests of data. So instead of trying to, unless you contact with the right person that knows everything about that, that is able to give you the synthesis, it is almost an impossible task to create, to provide this to either to like people going on missions or people at the ministries and so on. So the idea was that we have already done literature review for OECD publications on policies. So now if you go to the site, you can, and you're interested in a topic, for instance, I don't know, evaluation and assessment or teachers, then you can know at a glance what is said by OECD about teacher professional development or any kind of assessment or equity or gender issues in education and so on. So this is really an entry point, and well, we hope it will simplify the life of many people.
Yeah, fantastic. And if you could, can you kind of talk about sort of the response from some of the member countries and some of the policymakers that now have access to this? What have they been saying to you about this the new sources?
Well, they like it a lot. In fact, we have a really good return. They're finding it really useful because what we're doing also is that we're creating comparable diagrams of the education system, so they are able to see what is the structure of their system compared to other education systems, and also to get ideas in a lot of different topics. We know that this has been a complicated task because it is not easy to oversimplify, and since we're providing with advice based on others' countries' experience, then we need always to provide the contextual information. So one of the main returns has been that, well, it is that they're happy. So we have reached our main goal in providing policymakers with this new tool. And also, there is a lot of they are constantly giving us feedback on what is the contextual information that we need to include. So that is why you can find all kinds of annexes, definitions, glossaries that will go together with all the information. So up to now, we have a good response, mainly from ministries, and we can see that also the research community is growing a lot in the visits to the site. We think this could be this can give you any student or researcher a good point of an overview of what is the point of view of OECD on all topics in education.
Mm. Great, great. And if you could, maybe you guys went in and actually tried to map different areas that you thought should really be connected and sort of maybe weren't connected in other areas of conversation, at least by maybe ministers or even in researchers. Can you kind of talk about what was the thought process behind there? And we can't, you know, we can't see the graphic on the podcast, but we can hook up a link and make sure everyone goes there. But can you kind of describe that little sort of research network map or area network map?
Yes. So this is one of the sections that you said of the site called Review Education Policies. And what we tried to do is after scanning around 85 main publications published in the last 10 years, what are the main topics that have been covered? And so we're trying to build something that is easy to use. And first we thought, well, maybe there is we could try to do a hierarchical list, right? And any hierarchical list would have problems, because always you know that, in fact, every topic is linked to other topics, and depending on the point of view you have, and also this list of this hierarchy could evolve over time, because of course research on education is always evolving, and policies are changing and will change, of course, in the future. So what we did is that we tried to see, well, what are the links between all these topics. We tried to map them and creating a network. So, well, the problem is that then you can end up with something that is overlinked, right? You can have something, if you try to display something that is all the possible links between all the topics, then it can be something that is as much more complicated, right, than what you would wish for. So so at the end we mapped all these different topics, and we limited the number of links, just providing the main links between topics, and just to make really clear that you cannot take one thing isolated. You cannot talk about, equity without looking at how education is financed, what is the organization and governance of the education system. And if you're talking about the governance, you need to see how this is, what is the evaluation and the system evaluation of the educational system, and so on. So this is the idea behind this network that people can go and play with. And we try to cover, so we're going like from the broad topics and narrowing them progressively. So now we have around 100 topics. And this will, what you can see now is around 50 of them, which are displayed on the chart, and progressively we will populate the rest of them with more detailed publications, and also like from findings from different publications that would map into this network.
Yeah, Great, great. And if you could, what's the biggest challenge that you guys face sort of putting all these things together and getting this out there?
Well, there was a big challenge on timing, because this is, of course, there was a really urgent need of having a tool like this one. So we had to do it in a really, really short time. And also the thing is that I think one of the challenges is that you need to provide, to target many audiences at the same time. It's not easy to create a site that will be comprehensive and at the same time synthetic, and that will give all the possible contextual information and at the same time just highlight the main facts. So I would say this was the main channel. Well, then of course you have to keep up to date with technology and so on, but we had really good support on that side, and we're happy with the result. But the thing was to do it in not much time. We did it in about a year or so, to say the whole.
Well, it looks great for that amount of time, I can certainly say. We're kind of wrapping down to the interview. We always ask usually sort of what's next for our guest. And I think for you, it might be important. What's next? What's the next feature you're looking to add, or something that you're working on to add to the website?
Well, certainly we're going to expand the number of topics you can find on the policy section. One of the things that doesn't look really sexy, but the thing is that we have to update the keep it up to date. So mm-hmm. This year, you will find on the date of the launch of PISA, you will find the latest data of PISA, PIAC, the adult skills survey is coming with a new publication in June, so with new countries and new figures for the already participating countries. And we have the cycle of education at a glance, which comes every year. So on the date of the launch, you will find the information. So that's just for the update. And there will be, of course, new features. The idea is we try to make it more searchable, easier to use, and also we would like to have embeddable elements that can be, if you have a web page, for instance, and you want to illustrate a specific topic with some charts from OECD, you can take them from the site and embed them in your blog or in your website. So this is ongoing work. We will also have trends for the charts and a major update on all the diagrams of the education system, which is already, which we have already started publishing that. So this year we will have diagrams of education systems referring to 2016. So you will really have the what is the education system actually published and on the site. The United States has already the latest figure in there.
Sure.
But many things will come, so
absolutely.
Keep visiting.
Yeah, we'll keep visiting. And final word for our audience for this website. Any final thoughts?
Well, just we hope that you will visit it, enjoy it. You can always contact us. There is a contact mail there. So if there is anything that any suggestions, of course, we're always open to suggestions. And we're really hoping that this will be useful for the research and in education, and that people will enjoy the site.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I just want to thank Pedro Garcia de Leon, policy analyst at OECD. And this is their new website, gpseducation.oecd.org. Please go visit the website. And to everyone out there, I hope you learned something.